Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to this 6M podcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying the previous episodes, along with the episode to come. How you guys been? It's been pretty hectic over here on my front. Trying to keep this episode a little bit shorter than usual. We had a bit of a family emergency in our household, so things have been kind of crazy. I'm kind of recording this like last minute, but I wanted to get on a certain subject for this podcast, being that it should be released on the 15th, and then the next one should be the next Sunday, so we got a little bit of a schedule to uphold, and I don't want to let you guys down, being that we're so early on into the podcast. You know, I don't want to be flaky. Definitely could use a little bit more support, you know, in the terms of people listening to the podcast or reach or whatever. You know, it's a constant struggle, whether if it's music or the podcast. So if you guys dig it, feel free to spread the word. Oh yeah, rate and subscribe to the podcast if you guys have not already. You can find pretty much all formats on ffm.to /the6. So that's the S-I-X, the letter M podcast. And then it's basically like a portal where you can listen to the podcast wherever you'd like. So yeah, if you guys have not done that already, please do so. Please spread the word. Always looking for more questions, more stuff to talk about. I usually ask on my socials, ask me anything or whatever. And I get some questions here and there, but if it was up to me, I would love to just use this as like a platform to be interviewed on. That gives me more stuff to talk about, and then I can elaborate a little bit more, but if you want, send us a message on pretty much wherever you find this podcast, or, you know, you could tweet at me or you can comment on the posts. I mean, I'm not Hollywood over here, so I will see the comment or the review or the whatever. So if you want to just foolproof it, do hashtag Ask Andrucifer. So that's AndrucIver, or hashtag the 6M podcast. That's the S-I-X-M podcast. And then I could read your question or whatever. But honestly, if you follow me on any of my socials, you'll probably see, oh, he's asking for, you know, topics or questions. So feel free to chime in. And if you're in a band or anything like that, you want to have your song featured, hit me up as well. I mean, granted, this isn't like the biggest platform in the world, but, you know, I am a firm believer that, you know, anything helps. And hell, you know, maybe this podcast gets a little bit better or bigger, and people will listen to the episodes in the backlog, and they'll hear your music. So let me know if you want to be featured. Oh yeah, a little bit of updates from my camp, just real quick. I know in the other episodes I kind of harp on it a lot because, well, god damn it is my life pretty much. But if you have not picked up your pre-order already, please do so for the Serpents Winter merch line. Head to weareserpents.bandcamp.com. We got a new zip-up hoodie available for pre-order. We got a long sleeve available for pre-order. We got something big coming up in terms of a new merch item or items. So I'm really trying to cover the costs of the apparel before I shoot myself in the head ordering the next merch item. So if you guys can, pick one up if you want. It's not very, what's it called? It's not very, it doesn't happen a lot where we actually make new merch. So it's kind of exciting for us, at least, if not for you. Another thing that has been on my kind of, I guess you could say, in my head just a little bit lately, we would like to, Serpents would like to formally ask you all to just keep us in your thoughts this end of year as everyone counts down their favorite albums of the year or the, you know, just best albums of 2019. I know we're not going to fucking make that at all, but, you know, we spent 4 years, or I spent 4 years making the record. It was fucking hell, as some of you may have read, you know, previous interviews or whatever. I've gone pretty far into detail on that front, but this record was hell for good reason, and we'll talk about that in pretty much the theme of this podcast, I guess. But we would appreciate it if you just, you know, remember us as you count down the albums of the year. All I'm asking is our supporters out there to just, you know, if you use a service or if you're signed up on some, you know, forum or whatever, just spread the word any way you can. You know, review the damn album on even Bandcamp if you bought the album on Bandcamp or Apple or whatever. Anything helps at this point. And I'm not too proud to ask. That's my affliction. Affliction? Not to be confused with the sick ass merch, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not too proud to ask you guys for your support, because essentially this is what I'm doing it for. I'm making music for myself, but I release it for you. If that makes any sense. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to sound pretentious or like confrontational at all. I just genuinely write songs that like get my fucking, all my juices flowing and the, you know, tingling in the back and smile on my face and just like fucking grit my teeth and while smiling, which looks really weird. But, you know, I write songs that give me that feeling pretty much for myself. And you can thank my inner circles around me. They consistently convince me to release stuff for the public. Otherwise, I wouldn't really even bother. I don't know. Same thing with this podcast. Like, I honestly was just, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Nobody wants to fucking hear me talk. Nobody wants to hear my fucking spin or whatever on anything. As long, you know, it's a different story being interviewed, but like, you know, doing a straight up talking podcast is like, no one fucking cares. If anything, I'm hurting my quote unquote brand. It's not black metal to be happy and, or funny or weird or, I'm just going the Aboth route, you know? Just the fucking crazy, well, minus the substance abuse. I hope he gets better, but I don't know, man. I'm just weird. And started recording myself doing shit. And then my friends are like, hey, you should probably put that out because it's not doing nobody any good just on your computer. So here we are. So yeah. You guys can follow We Are Serpents at wearserpents.com. Wow. You guys can follow Serpents US at wearserpents.com, wearserpents.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/wearserpents, twitter.com/serpents or We Are Serpents. Wow, I'm off. I'm really off today. Sorry, guys. Like I said, family emergency kind of got me scrambled. Spotify. You know, put us on your playlists or your best of whatever lists. You can find us Serpents US, Serpents Metal on Instagram. I don't know. I just fucking support us, you know, because if you guys don't, I'll just fucking get a job and make money and whatever, fucking play fucking Deep Purple covers in my basement with all my sick ass fucking studio gear and gear in general. No offense to Deep Purple or anyone who plays Deep Purple covers in their basement. I just honestly didn't think of a perfect scenario other than that. But whatever, guys. So, being that we just talked about serpents and being that it is winter, I'd like to ask the listeners, what symbolizes both the band Serpents and also the current state of time we're in right now as far as the calendar year and also the season? The Ouroboros, I don't know how to say it. Ouroboros, even though it's the Serpents like logo, I never know how to say it correctly. The Ouroboros biting its own tail. The snake biting its own tail. That's the Serpent's logo. You know, it's symbolic of cyclicity or cyclicity. I don't fucking know how to say these words, but I just know the information, so whatever. Fuck it. It's symbolic for the eternal return. That was kind of like my little, I don't know, nudge to the world saying, hey, I'm back. You know, after leaving my band, I was like, hey, I'm back. It's the eternal return. I'm a new person, new guy, new sound. And each album, I don't know, some of you have may noticed, each album we have a new adaptation to the same logo. So that's kind of a little Easter egg for you guys listening, that you guys finally know, this guy is kind of symbolizing a rebirth each album. But whatever. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about what is symbolic of the time we're in right now. And the Ouroboros, or Saturn devouring his son? Now, some of you may be like, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm talking about spiritual death, folks. We're opening the doorway for rebirth. Talking about winter solstice, baby. Also known as midwinter. The time of year where one has the opportunity to shed off the old skin like a serpent or snake, cast aside all the bullshit that you don't want to bring with you into a new you or a new year, whatever you want. Basically, things that do not spark joy. But then you let that kind of passion burn inside of you. You know, the willingness to be reborn, and you let that essentially keep you warm and light your path as you venture on into the dark. And I don't only mean dark as in like spiritually, but the winter solstice on December 21st is the darkest day of the year because we are furthest from the sun. For those of you that don't know, I mean, this is common knowledge. I don't think I'm really saying anything groundbreaking here, but, you know, during the winter solstice, the Earth's poles are at its maximum tilt away from the sun, which happens twice a year, you know, once north and once in the south hemispheres. And there's continuous darkness around the winter solstice, which is the opposite of the summer solstice, but the day is the shortest. You know, around that time, most of the crops are already harvested and fields are bare. Everything is dead, the leaves, the trees, and that's secretly the beauty of it all, because through that display of, you know, dying, death, coldness, darkness, we're reminded of our own age, you know, our own frailty, death, and also the cycles of the year. There's that old saying, memento mori, which translates to remember you must die. And honestly, what better symbolism you can use other than winter? I mean, it is the materialization of the quote-unquote void. And the silver lining of it all is that out of the darkness, you know, like a phoenix from the ashes, the spirit, your spirit, the God spirit, whatever you want to call it, shall rise. The resurrection of the dying God is what they call it, which, you know, by example, Christianity inherited from paganism with the birth of Christ and the newborn star that's shown above the lands of Israel. So, you know, the season of spring, it's the growth of spirit. The summer is the fire, you know, the fiery years of life, where winter indicates the end of one cycle and the start of another, thus the era of birth. And not only does this phenomenon represent, you know, the seasons and a spiritual journey, or if you look into tarot, there's, you know, Saturn's entering this house or all this stuff. I mean, you really can dive in on a lot of different aspects of the winter solstice story, but, you know, it's hard to remember all this stuff. So, you know, I got a bookcase right behind me filled with a bunch of books, and I could have easily just opened up a book, but I kind of collected a bunch of notes and stuff that really resonated with me in terms of trying to explain this in like a simple way. I think that's where a lot of esoteric or occult knowledge loses most people, where it's kind of too pretentious sounding or too uninviting. So that's kind of the purpose of this podcast, is to just kind of like sum it up. But if you think this is wrong, or if you have another outlook on this or another opinion, obviously reach out or comment below or whatever, comment on the podcast, say in tarot we believe this, or in, you know, Arab countries we do this, or whatever. You know, it's all a learning experience. But, you know, when I sit here and meditate and think about the year I had, and I think in another podcast in the future we'll kind of go a little bit more into detail on my year in summary as we go on to the next one. And I mean, essentially, I don't even believe in time. So, I mean, I'm all over the place. You can't really put me in a box. But, you know, I think about the year and what I said, where, you know, spring is the growth of spirit. This previous spring, Temet Nosse, the Serpent's album, was released in April. So not only was that exciting, obviously, to release a new album, but that whole season was just like filled with fire and hope, and just, it was beautiful because I was able to bring life into something that, you know, I worked on for 4 years, you know, kind of like I guess you could consider it like a baby, you know, carrying it for 9 months. So that was like, I had all the hope growing in my loins and in my heart. And thus came the summer, where we started gigging and stuff, and, you know, doing interviews, and, you know, the fiery years of life. The summertime for me of this year was just fucking take no prisoners, conquer all, you know, fucking kill, 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 which kind of is like the lust of the lawless motif for the song. And oddly enough, winter indicates, yeah, like I said, the end of one cycle. And weirdly enough, I've been really diving into how I spent my year and all the things I could have done better or whatever. And, you know, it's really weird how this all kind of correlates. And it also correlates with the album itself. Like, the album kind of takes you through the Fool's Journey and a bunch of other little secret plot lines, storylines, whatever you want to call it, which all correlate to kind of stuff like this. So I just think it's really cool. It might be boring for you guys. It's like, who cares? Like, I don't have a fucking farm. I don't fucking do this, but whatever. It's cool to fucking learn new stuff. And by no means am I sitting here on the podcast trying to give you secret information that you'll never find on your own. Like I said, this stuff is easily accessible. If you want to dive in further, you know, check out Saturnalia, the Roman holiday. You want to check out a bunch of other shit, the more neo-pagan stuff, the Yule, the time of Yule. I mean, there's a lot of cool shit around it. You don't have to sit there and be negative and be like, oh, Christmas is here, you know, Merry Christless or whatever. I mean, I want to say that. I probably will say that this Christmas, but whatever. I'm just trying to be funny. You know, I'm not sitting there trying to shit on everyone's happiness. I think that's where a lot of people get mixed up, is a lot of people just say shit just to be mean as fuck, where I'm just saying shit because it kind of resonates with me. Like, keep the Christ out of Christmas, you know what I mean? But okay, essentially, the purpose of this, you know, segment is to kind of spark up a conversation within yourself. I mean, it sparked up a conversation within myself the past couple of weeks. You know, you have to ask yourself, what doesn't serve you? Or in Marie Kondo's philosophy, what doesn't spark joy? I would actually be really interested to hear your guys' answers. If you want to comment on the podcast, wherever you're listening, whatever, Facebook, whatever, just comment and say, what do you think really didn't serve you this year that you could toss away into the next? And I'm not talking about a fucking New Year's resolution. I'm talking about actually searching within yourself and saying, this is the time where that dies. You know, I spoke about it before, you know, I speak about it on stage. I say on stage, you know, during one of our, you know, the intros to one of our songs, I say the person you might have known me to be from the past is dead and gone. You know, I shed that skin of the old me a while ago. And honestly, this year, hell, I mean, I think this year I'm fully burying it all because I'm done with it all. I'm done with my past. I'm done with my past lives, so to speak. You know, some of them you might have met me in. You might know me from then, but you don't know me now. And that's the purpose of this podcast, is to introduce you all to who I've become as a 31-year-old male. But other than that, what doesn't serve me, you know, shitty friends or shitty people in general, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to fucking compare myself to other peers of mine, or trying to keep up with, you know, whatever's hip and happening in terms of music and production and stuff. And I just really want to, in this next year, because it's going to be 10 years of Serpents next year, I just really want to make this coming year like the truest form of who I am personified. And you guys will hear, I'm coming I'm coming in hot next year. Because I'm angry. I'm fucking, like I said, kill, kill, kill. I'm getting ready. It's the winter time, wrapping up the year. And I don't know. It's kind of cool to see. It's kind of cool to look back. And like I said before, this week has been kind of crazy due to, you know, some personal stuff. But just figured I'd ask that question, which leads me to some fan questions, because I think I'm done explaining the winter solstice and all the goodness to ponder upon. So why not head into some fan questions? Because like I said earlier, I got to be quick with this one. Darrington Dean asks, 2019 is almost up. Have you accomplished some of the goals you set for yourself this year? Answer, I would say yes. I don't set many goals. I set tasks. Well, it's weird. Let me backpedal here. I think I did a Facebook story or whatever showing pretty much anyone who wants to see it, like what my desk looks like. And I'm looking at it right now. There's a planner. There's a daily task / weekly tasks. And there's a chart where I can kind of mark off songs that I've written and parts that need to be worked on or whatever. But some of the goals I've set are daily ones, weekly ones, seasonal ones, or quarter ones. And then, you know, I have the year, so to speak, and have a year goal. So in 2018, I really, 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 really fixated and obsessed over releasing Temet Nosei, which, check, I did. Returning to the stage, that was a huge one, because, you know, not a lot of people know we serpents, whatever, deal with a lot of obstacles that pop up to not even our own doing. It's just things happen to us constantly, you know, mishaps, whatever. It's very rare that we strike any sort of good fortune. And that's not even fortune, because it's hard work and so a little bit comes back once in a while. So check mark on that. We return to the stage. I wanted to start a podcast sometime this year. I did that. Bought a house. So that's a fucking big check one. Some of the more goals I had this year, which I'm kind of bummed that I didn't do. I didn't really go overseas. I think in 2018, might have went to Iceland, or is that 2017? I don't remember. So ever since going to Iceland, I've been like fixated on getting serpents to play overseas. Or if not, I was really hell-bent on just going on vacation, going somewhere cool. So that's a goal I didn't really accomplish. Maintained my weight. That was a big goal for me. You know, I didn't want to lose too much and be all misproportioned. So, you know, I kind of maintained weight. I didn't want to gain any crazy weight. Trying to take it easy with the dieting and the whatever. I got some personal restraints, as personal issues, that's kind of keeping me from being as active as far as, you know, going to the gym as I was, you know, like 5 years ago. But that's another goal I think I accomplished. I don't know. It's like I said, it's a very specific question when you really look at it. But I don't know, I'm pretty happy with the year. And like I said earlier, we're going to dive in a little bit more in a New Year's, I guess, podcast. Maybe two more podcasts. Let me look at the calendar here. Say, yeah. So like maybe on the 29th, I could do like a end of year wrap up. Because honestly, I think a lot has happened this year. And it's been very cool. Very awakening. You know, I feel like I think I've come out this year with really crazy clarity as far as who's who, what's what I have to do, what's my place, and what needs to be done to bring myself happiness and my home happiness in terms of moving forward. You know, I don't want to go back anymore. I know a lot of people ask me for me to walk backwards and, you know, open up old wounds, and I'm just done with it, man. Done with it. But I appreciate everybody asking me. So moving on, I have another question here. I'm trying to look up her, I don't want to say her handle. Unless, should I? I don't know. Ah, shit. Whatever. I'm gonna use her handle. So no friends SpaceX asks on Instagram, when are you coming to Japan? I think you're asking this question because the last time I saw you, you were in Chicago and you were really amped on serpents and stuff, and that was fucking awesome. Thank you for being a fan and friend. I know it's so cringy to say, but I honestly don't have... Oh, thank you for being an initiate. Solid. When are you coming to Japan? Well, I was actually thinking about that again in my meditations and retrospect of the year. I was really bummed we didn't get to play Japan this year. I'm assuming you're asking when am I playing Japan instead of just casually checking it out. But the last time I was there, it was like 2014, maybe 13. Defiler did a tour with Aggressive Dogs. Shout out to Aggressive Dogs. If you guys like hardcore or metalcore, or if you're in Japan, or if you want to listen to something just new and interesting, even though they've been around since the 80s, check out Aggressive Dogs. Fucking solid dudes. They took major care of us in Japan. They deserve to be way more popular than they are, especially in the States, and we had talks about that. I think it's kind of a shame that, you know, they haven't broke out in the States like they are pretty much everywhere else. But I reached out to them about serpents maybe going on tour, and nothing really came of that, just because those guys are hosting a lot of like American bands that, you know, like punk or hardcore bands. So, and they're pretty much DIY. I mean, from what I understand, and again, it's kind of hard because I don't really understand Japanese, but, you know, those dudes pretty much fucking, they make their own ecosystem. Something, you know, I took home back in 2014 or whatever, and I used for my own advantage. I said, fuck that. If you're not getting the opportunities, make them. Make your own fucking opportunities. Make your own records. Make your own whatever. If it's not happening for you, no one's just going to give it to you, so make it. Enter Temet Nose /enter when people don't recognize it as a valid work of art because it's DIY. Okay, but hopefully in 2020 we can go to Japan, and I want to play the Philippines. I was shocked and floored to see that Serpents had a boom in the Philippines as far as audience goes. So that was really cool. I would really like to play, you know, Indonesia, the Philippines, India, Japan. I don't know. I just like traveling and I like playing. Wherever I go is where I go, but plus, it'd be cool to get tattooed again in Japan. Check out Horisho in Japan. He's a great tattoo artist. And I think he tattoos near a Navy base. which I think you are located at near a Navy base. I don't remember. He's located in Fukuoka, Japan. And I think that is near a base. I remember because when I was getting tattooed, thanks to aggressive dogs, again, there were a bunch of like, you know, of our people over there getting tattooed. And we were just talking about, you know, what they're doing on the base. And, oh my God, you guys are playing here. That's fucking amazing. We're going to go. And I think I'm still friends with some of those people that I met in the tattoo shop. So fucking, I would be more than willing to come again in 2020. And again, we got another question from Evil Danny from the previous podcast. Thank you, Danny. She's been single-handedly helping me fucking come up with content just by asking questions. But she asks, what's your favorite book author? Now that's a hard one because super secret time. Growing up, I think I had such a horrible attention span to the point that I never really read a full book up until adulthood. So like, I think it was, I started like reading books that interested me in like 2012 when I was writing Born of Ishtar. And obviously through the years I stumble onto other authors and other books and other schools of thought, and this is all like esoteric shit, occult shit, spiritual poetry, old poetry, because I've read books and I've read, you know, plays and poems and stuff, but nothing I read, you know, front to back, you know, as like, oh, I have to finish this book. It's always just been kind of browsing and looking at parts. And oddly enough, like, I don't, maybe this happens to you guys, but like when I'm reading something, sentences or fragments will pop out and I'll just kind of like filter out the junk. I know like writers are like, there is no fucking junk. Everything is to set the scene and da 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 da. And there's, I get it. But for me growing up, I never really was into books until now. But honestly, one of my favorite authors, if you want to call him that, I really like the way Crowley writes, or Crowley. Well, I don't know how you would even say it. I've heard so many different fucking versions of Aleister Crowley or Aleister or Al Crowley, you know, you get what I'm saying. But I really like his writing style. Some of it is intimidating as far as like language goes. You know, it's English, but it's very symbolic and intricate, and I don't know, it's beautiful. It looks beautiful. And I really like his work. But who else? I grew up on like Lovecraft, Poe, Shakespeare, all that stuff, all the basics. So I don't know. I really like the adaptation of that kind of writing style, or the biblical writing style, or the, I think it's called the Elizabethan. I don't know. My girlfriend told me about that. She's like, you know, you write in this style. And I was like, I have no idea. I just write what comes to mind. And oddly enough, I know anyone who's wrote, like read my lyrics and then listens to this podcast are going to be very fucking confused as to who the fuck am I, because the lyrics, I try to make them like almost like Crowley, you know, like super information packed and symbolic and beautiful at the same time. And then like you'll hear this podcast and be like, that dude doesn't talk, or he doesn't talk like that. And that's part of the reason why I say that, you know, I try and be a little bit more approachable than some of the old guys. But I don't know. That's my favorite book author at the moment, or in the past 5 years. Maybe people can enlighten me on some other ones that I haven't heard of, because now I do have a lot of books. So, yeah. So those are the questions that, those are all the questions I had this week. And again, if you want to ask a question, feel free to fucking respond to the podcast, ask me, whatever. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm watching. And on that note, I think we're gonna wrap this up, because I gotta get going. I gotta get going and doing stuff. So, on that note, like I said earlier, guys, hear me out. Follow or review, subscribe, follow, whatever, the podcast if you have not already. I know some of you might just be listening casually. I would really appreciate it if you could subscribe and review the podcast. Do that if you can. Follow Serpents US on Spotify, please. Add us to your playlists. Every fucking bit counts. Literally, I see every playlist. I see every stat. I monitor it every week. So follow us on Spotify. Follow us on YouTube at Serpents US or YouTube/ We Are Serpents. Twitter, We Are Serpents. Facebook.com/ We Are Serpents. Serpents Metal at Instagram. And pick up some new merch. We Are Serpents.bandcamp.com. Or if you're just overloaded with information right now, simply head to We Are Serpents.com and support pretty much what helps me do this podcast. So, other than that, as you know, we do have a featured artist or a featured band or song every week. And this week, we are featuring the song Canaanite by my old friends in Defiler. Yes, Defiler. This is the first song I think they've released, I think since my era's departure. So maybe 2014, 15. We all kind of went our separate ways. And Jake, the singer of Defiler, you know, he is the heart and soul of the band. And being that, you know, I'm a pretty hearty, soul-y kind of guy, you know, it really didn't work out as far as creative juices, because Jake is Defiler and dude writes everything, records everything. And I know a lot of people think, oh, I want to see you cry, bitch, Cryomancer band. But dude has a lot of different faces that a lot of people can't see if they're sitting there only referring to Defiler in the past. So I don't know. I have mad respect for Jake in keeping Defiler going. I have no ill will. I know some people might try and stir up some shit or start some drama that's not even relevant. You know, we're still friends. We're both captains of our own team here. So there is no reason why I shouldn't feature this song. I want to support them. I want to support, you know, the guys in the band. So I support these guys, and I really think you guys should support them. They got some big things in the works. You guys don't even know, like, you guys don't even know what's about to hit you. So take a look at their socials, follow their YouTube. You're gonna thank me later, because they've got a lot of really cool shit coming, and they're really pushing the envelope as far as, you know, what Defiler is, and really representing the scene, so to speak, with their new stuff. So check them out on tour. I think they're going to be coming out soon. So other than that, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you check this song out right now. Enjoy, guys. See you next week. There's
keep up. They were left behind. So get to stepping, punk. You outnumbered me to none. I have come to crush you all with the hate I've become. The quiet ones are hiding.